Welcome to Shom Machshava on the Daf. Share a sponsor, Lunish Masam Biakoshom Leah Basitzchok. We're holding Baba Kama on Daf Samech Dalet. The Gemara Amud Beis brings that according to one way to learn the drasha of Himotze Timotze is to teach you that Moide Beknas Vechakach Bo Edim Potter. If a person admitted to a Knas and then came Edim and said that he is Chayav, he's still Potter. If he initiated his admission before the Edim came, he's Potter. And that is the Shita of Rav. And the Gemara says that Rav learned it from the Pasuk, Himotze Timotze. Says the Gemara, what will do the Man D'Omer that uses Himotze Timotze for something else? Says the Gemara, he's going to have hold like the one who argues in Rav and says the Moide B'Knas, the Achakach Bo Edim, he's Chayav. Once Edim came, you're Chayav. Who's this Man D'Omer? As the Gemara is going to tell us, in Daf Ayin Hey Amud Aleph, this is Shmuel. So Rav and Shmuel argue if Moide Beknas, Achakach Bo Edim, someone admits a Knas, and then came Edim, is he Potter or is he Chayav? The Ramavi Panu brings that we know in Shuvo, the main part in Shuvo is Vidui. Someone has to be Misvade, he has to admit his wrongdoing. Says the Ramavi Panu, the Vidui is Keneged Moide Beknas. The same way the Torah says that when you have a knas, there's a punishment, and a person is moide, he is admitting for his wrongdoing, so then he doesn't have to pay. That's the idea of vidui by tshuva. If a person admits his wrongdoing, then he does not get punished for the wrongdoing that he did. Moide beknas, potter. So in the end of the Sefer Gilgulei Neshamos, or the Ramah Yipano is brought down, what about moide beknas achakach bo edim? Here we have a machlekes. Now, the Pasuk says, Chazal and Sefer HaZoyer bring, Eini Hashem Shaitim Mechol Haaretz, that the eyes of Hashem go all over the land. These are the Edim that testify in Bezin Shalmatlo on every doing that a person does. So in every wrongdoing that a person does, there is Edim that eventually come and will testify against him when he's Oymil Bedin, when he stands for judgment. So every Aveira that a person does a Vidui, it is Moide Beknas, but Achakach Bo Edim. So that works very nice according to Rav, the Moide Beknas, Achakach Bo Edim, your potter. But according to Shmuel, the Moide Beknas, Achakach Bo Edim, your Chayov, so the Vidui will not work because always the Edim are coming and will testify on the person. Says the Ramah Yipano, there's a great remez for that. It says that when Bilam was speaking after he ended the attempt to curse Am Yisrael, he said, "Oy mi yichyeh misumoy kel," which means, who is going to live when Hashem puts these dinim in the world? Draw down the name of the Arizal, says the Ramah Yipano. The misumoy kel refers to the word Shmuel. And what does that have to do with Shmuel? So the way the Arizal says is that Koyrach did an Aveiro, but he had from his descendants Shmuel, meaning Shmuel HaNavi came from him. So he had a tikva, he had a hope to be saved. But Bilam had nobody coming out of him. So that's what Bilam was crying. He said, I wish I had Shmuel, but I don't have Shmuel coming out of me. That's what he refers to. Sumokel is the letters Shmuel. Says the Ramah Yipano, but maybe you could say it differently based on what we're learning right now. What Bilam is saying is, who's able to live according to Shmuel? Without Shmuel, if you hold like Rav, you do vidui, and a person is able to get away from that, from the punishment. But according to Shmuel, then moide beknas, achakach bo edim, yichayov. So mi yichayem mishmuel. If you live with, according to Shmuel, vidui doesn't work because always you have edim that will come and testify in Bezin Shalmal. And one last knage to add to this is what's brought down there is Sefer Ramatayim Tzoyfim in the name of the Ariza, that it says in the Pasuk, V'salachto la'avoini ki ravu, forgive me because it's big. So he says, ravu, that's rav, shitas rav, tamoide beknas achakach bo edim potor, forgive me if I admit my wrongdoing, because I hold like rav, so even though later edim will come to Bezin Shemalo and testify against me, still, forgive me for what I'm doing if I admit my sin, because moide beknas, v'chak kach bo eidim potter. Gevaldik remazim in this sugya. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.